Everybody, Jeff Prather here on the Prather Point on KVOI.com, 10:30 a.m. The Voice. I've moved to 3 o'clock. I hope everybody is tuning in. And thanks to Maurice on Hammer Time for the plugs there. So a lot of stuff going, and I've got a lot of dots to connect and fake news to out and tell you a whole bunch of stuff that the deep state won't ever tell you. And you'll be able to call in at 520-790-2040. And if you like the show, you can fund the show at gogetfunding.com. This is the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios with my first and most loyal sponsor, Mike Emery at Perfection Auto Works at 1046 North Beverly, 323-8650, perfectionautoworks.com. And you should be getting your car ready for summer with him because... I do, and I am, is the summer heat. You're driving over to San Diego, like whatever we do to get to go to Coronado every year and get it checked out and make sure it's ready to go. And he has all of those famous 26-point free inspections for over 25 years, checking the AC system, the belts, the compressor, all the components, ensuring your safe trip over the summer is, and that happened. We were coming back from Coronado one year, and our Suburban broke down up in Casa Grande. So make sure you do that. He is a caring patriot and knows exactly what he's doing. So a lot going on this week, and I want to get right into it. And the first thing to talk about is that Customs and Border Protection are offloading illegals in Tucson down at the bus station. I used to work the bus station when I was in a transportation group down at the HIDA Center, High Intensity Drug Trafficking Area. That's federal money that goes to the state. When I was a special agent, 1811, with the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Administration, we go down there to the train station, we go to the bus station, we go to the airport. Because a lot of people come through those areas, and CBP doesn't have as big a presence there, and they're offloading them at the bus station. And now, of course, Tucson's complaining about that, like all the sanctuary cities are complaining. Hey, we thought you wanted these guys. And real interesting, something I've said for years and on another station is that the Obama administration was pimping many of these kids that were coming up. The Dems are always talking about separating families, but I was saying that these are not necessarily going to their families. The corridors, the plazas coming up, are controlled now totally by the cartels. They own them. The federales in my day, and I used to go south across the Nogales line because when I was with the Nogales resident office, DEA office, I'd liaison with the federales. Some of the most dangerous stuff I've ever done, and I've done a lot of stuff. And the Federale new commander would come in and buy that plaza corridor for $1 million. And he would bring in his whole team. It's not bosses moving, it's entire teams moving. And then he would start charging mordida, little bites, that means in Spanish, for everybody to cross. And in the old days, there were all kinds of campesinos crossing and polleros, guías, crossing with campesinos to work. But now, anybody who crosses is controlled by the cartel. And I said years ago on another station that a lot of these kids and women were being pimped into sexual slavery and human slavery, just like drug addiction is chemical slavery. And the guys whose show I was on actually stopped because he was actually crying when he realized what was going on. And then he later verified what I was saying to be true. And I can be proved true again because a recent study came out that the CBP is now doing... DNA testing, because DNA testing is opened up. And guess what they're finding? 30% of those with minor children who claim to be relations with these kids are not. That is, I'm a dad. That is terribly scary. And I've said for a long time, how would these kids find their relations, these third world kids, find their relations in big cities in America if they don't have an address or something? And so 30% of them, and of course, probably the percentage is higher than that. But that is bad news for the religious, hardworking, family-oriented, patriotic people of Central and South America. And I know I've worked with them all the way from across the border to Mexico down into the Andes in Chile. I've known those folks intimately. I've worked at the highest levels of government. I've lived out in the cartels with the Honduran soldiers. I've lived in the Andes with the Aymara Indians. And they're really great people, but they have a very corrupt government. And I used to be able to say they've never had a government like ours. It wasn't as corrupt as ours is, but I really can't say that anymore. I think our government is just as corrupt, if not more so, than theirs. And of course, today's Cinco de Mayo. I'm not really going to talk about that because that's not Mexican Independence Day. It's celebrating the Battle of Puebla, where they beat the French. So the indigenous folks, because all Mexican people are part Indian, beat the Europeans. That's kind of why it's a big celebration. But Mexican Independence is in September sometime, and probably most people don't know that, where they're celebrating that. But that's about a battle in Mexico, so I'm not going to talk about that much. Plus, during the Mexican Revolution, they outlawed Christianity. I have talked about that. They closed churches, hung priests, shot them, killed kids that wouldn't forswear the faith. And that's when things went south for them. And I've talked about that in detail. But I'm aware of it, that Cinco de Mayo, but it's no big deal. And it's not even that big of a deal in Mexico. It's a big deal in America, because they don't really understand what's going on. So, but I do want to get into what is a big deal. And a couple things are huge, and I'm trying to keep up because so much has been happening over the weekend. And, of course, now the Dems are accusing Barr. They want to. So the guys who lied, Obama, who lied about keep your doctor, shovel-ready jobs, solar, all these things, sealing all his records, Holder lying about Fast and Furious, Lynch lying about Phoenix, all of those lies. And then Debbie Wasserman Schultz resigning because they took the nomination away from Sanders. I can't remember them all. The NSA scandals, the IRS scandals, the DEA running drugs north through the Sinaloan cartel. That was my whistleblowing. The ATF running guns south. The CIA delivering, State Department delivering cash and unmarked aircraft to Iran, the greatest state sponsor of terrorism in the world. So now the liars are telling us, and of course for 2 years we've been hearing, Trump, there's evidence. The Mueller report comes out and says no evidence of collusion or conspiracy or co-conspirators, really is the legal term. And so now they got to turn around and say, well, Barr's lying. Barr's Trump's attorney. Well, actually, I hate to tell you, Barr turned down the job of being Trump's attorney. He was asked. He wouldn't take it. He didn't even do this again, but he came back. Which I'm really glad he did, because he's the first time we've had a real attorney general in the last three, even maybe beyond that. So that is really good news, but it is becoming a spectator sport to watch the Dems walk off cliffs and shoot themselves in the head. They just do it constantly. And some of it's really horrifying, where there's the, and somebody help me out here, is there's a Democratic Alabama or Georgia black senator who was saying, hey, it's no big deal killing kids, because either they'll end up in the electric chair. So we either kill them in the womb or we kill them in the electric chair. And this is a black Democratic Alabama, Georgia senator. Somebody can find that, look that up. But yeah, he said that last week, just like Hillary said a couple months back. Oh, you can't tell the blacks. They all look the same. That was a joke she made. Look it up. Everything I'm saying is true. And then recently, they had a grave posted for the aborted babies, the murdered infants, and there were pro-choicers there that were asking if they could urinate on the graves. That's how bad the Dems have become. That's how demonic the Democrats have become. But they're also ridiculous. And that's what I'm going to get into here in a moment. But before I do, let me go to a quick break. And also, first, let me talk about Diamondback Shooting Sports, who are hands down Tucson's best gun store for all your shooting needs. I've trained shooters by the tens of thousands, mostly government. Whenever or whatever my guys need, I send them to Diamondback Shooting Sports at 7030 East Broadway. They have a full line of firearms, law enforcement, and tactical gear. I know the owner, Doug, personally. He's a great guy. They've been here for 20 years. They've been voted the best Tucson gun store 4 years in a row, right up to last year. They're open 7 days a week. Diamondback Shooting Sports, 7030 East Broadway, 886 8338. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Right back with you. Jeff Prather, back with you in the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Calling in at 520-790-2040 and getting back right into everything that's going on. And there's so much going on, I want to get right back into it. And the first thing is that Bill Maher is on, you know, the HBO liberal guy is saying, it looks like you're just hassling Trump now. What are you guys doing to Schiff? It's like he's become a good guy. He hasn't. And Schiff hasn't. I'll get to that. And the New York Times is outing a story saying that the FBI sent a spy in or an informant in to get analysis on the Trump campaign. And of course, then CNN and MSNBC are even reporting, wow, it's the lowest unemployment rate since 1969. Wow, they've come around. No, they haven't come around. They are just running so scared. They have to come up with something, something. And so that makes them look innocent, and they are not. The deep state, the media, the education system are all involved in this. And Mueller is now doing the same thing that Comey did. So remember this week now, Pelosi said, oh, Barr lied. And it's not the same thing that the Mueller report said. And Barr put the unredacted report in a SCIF, Secret Compartmental Information Facility, for those who have clearances that could go look at it. How many Democrats do you think went and looked at it? No Democrats went and looked at it. None. And the other thing that happened this week is that Rosenstein left. Remember last week I said Rosenstein has flipped because he was standing there like a statue behind Barr when he was initially saying stuff. But he sent in his resignation letter Monday or Tuesday, and the deep state and the Dems and the propaganda press hated it because he praised Trump. And I don't think he's a good guy. There's a lot of news media comments that, oh, he's a hero and he was, no, I think he's a politician just like most of those guys up there, even though he wasn't supposed to be a politician. He's supposed to be deputy AG. He was in the position, but he's going with the wind, whichever side wins, just like Mueller, unlike Barr, who is standing tall, unlike Sessions. But he thanked Trump for the opportunity to serve. He said our nation is safer, our elections more secure. That's a direct hit. Citizens better informed about covert foreign influence efforts and schemes to commit fraud, steal intellectual property, and launch cyber attacks. He's talking about the whole Fusion dossier. We also pursued illegal leaks. He's talking about Comey and Brennan there. Investigated credible allegations of employee misconduct. He's talking about McCabe and Orr and Stroke there. And accommodated a congressional oversight without compromising law enforcement interests. He's making a slight there saying, unlike what the FBI and the DOJ under Obama did with Trump. He closes by saying, we enforce the law without fear or favor because credible evidence is not partisan. He's lecturing the deep state media here. We ignore fleeting distractions and focus our attention on the things that matter because a republic, and thank God, he says a republic. Everybody says we're a democracy. We're not a democracy. The founders hated democracy. We're a republic, or we're supposed to be. Because a republic that endures is not governed by the news cycle. That's a direct slam at the propaganda press, at CNN, MSNBC. And then you got to love this, how he closes his letter. We keep the faith, we follow the rules, and listen to this, and we always put America first. He's using Trump's lines. He's completely flipped. And the Dems are completely flipping out because they still thought they had an ace in the hole. That's Rosenstein's resignation letter. You can see it. It's online. And it is freaking out. Oh, it was a quote from, oh, thanks, John. My wonderful engineer, John, says a quote from Alabama State Rep. John Rogers. He's a black Democrat saying, oh, it's either abortion or the electric chair. And he's talking about blacks a lot, black babies, because the founder of the abortion movement, whose name is escaping me at the moment, but I'm sure somebody's got that, whatever her name was, some white lady. The main thing was eugenics, was to control the population and abort black babies. And that's what the worst serial killer, they just had a movie about him out. But I'm digressing. I'm off point with what I want to really get into. So Mueller is doing the same thing that Comey did. Remember where Comey goes, well, we're not going to hand off the case to the attorney general because it's not a good case. And I said, any junior G-man, I graduated from the FBI Academy in 1990, knows you don't make the decision. You investigate and then you hand the case off. That's impartiality. He took over the case because I'm going to make sure there's no partiality. But I had to call the assistant United States attorney hundreds, thousands maybe of times in the middle of the night after Border Patrol called me. And I investigated the case a little bit. Then I'd call him. And then the AUSA would decide decline or go. And so he violated that right away. And the commander-in-chief and head of the executive branch, the DOJ falls under, can fire anybody anytime. All the stuff that they're making up about this is beyond the congressional power. Makes no sense. Mueller is now doing the exact same thing that Comey was doing, in that he is saying, well, I don't like the way your report was. And Barr goes, well, I called him up. He said there was no problem. He said there were some of the guys didn't like the way the media was interpreting it, but Mueller's covering his butt because Mueller's not clean either. I'm going to show you in a little bit how dirty he is, really. And so Mueller writes this, I can't make a decision on obstruction, $25 million, almost 2 years, 40 agents, 400 subpoenas, whatever. He can't make a decision. Well, if it's either the decision for a special prosecutor is prosecute or decline. Don't talk about it. And you're not supposed to release any of that information. And some of that information he released on the Trump campaign gave it to him. They didn't have to. They could have, as Obama did, is invoke executive privilege. And they didn't. They were trying to cooperate. Everybody's trying to cooperate. As they said, you can use this for your investigation, but you can't publish it. Mueller published it. And then somebody leaked Mueller's letter. Well, let me see. Mueller wrote the letter, sent it to Barr. Huh? Who do you think leaked that? Not Barr. Mueller's doing the same thing. He's leaking too. And what were the 10 things? We did a deep dive on that last week. Those 10 things of obstruction were simply gossip. They had nothing to do with anything. And any real prosecutor would have known that. But Mueller's trying to play the left as well as the right. He's trying to play in between. And that second volume shouldn't even be published. And probably the whole thing's going to fall apart here from Fruit of the Poisonous Tree, because the dossier is corrupt from the beginning. And the Mueller report is basically a dossier of a dossier. So I love watching Barr in front of Congress because he's the smartest guy in the room. And he just befuddles them. My wife was liking that because Barr was like, spying? I'm not going to stop using the word spying because I like the word spying. Spying's a good English word language. I'm saying spying all the time. And every time he's saying spying, the Dems are just freaking out. John's laughing. And my wife is laughing too. He's like, spying. I like the word spying. It fits what I'm saying. Spying, spying, spying. And they're just going nuts. But the government did the same thing to me years and years ago. They leaked an MSPB document that was supposedly a court document, making me out to look like I'm some kind of monster. It wasn't a court document. It wasn't based on facts. It was just their opinion for firing me. So then why, and even NPR was saying, it was being fair, saying, oh, I don't think Barr's lying. I just don't think they understand what's happening. So why is it all the Dems are all of a sudden, all these left-wing propaganda things are trying to be a little more fair? Because they are getting scared. So the New York Times on Thursday revealed that Stephen Halper's assistant, Azra Turk, who met with Papadopoulos in September of 2016, was actually an FBI investigator posing as a sexy assistant to Halper. So Halper, who Papadopoulos had never heard of, remember, he went to jail for 2 weeks, gets an email offering him $3,000 to travel to London to write a policy paper about oil in the Middle East, which he knew a lot about. And he meets with this Azra Turk. It's not her real name. And she's flirting with him. He referred to her as a honeypot. Flirted. He's since been on Sean Hannity and everybody. Turns out that the honeypot was sent to Papadopoulos as part of the FBI spying operation, spying on the Trump campaign. The operation yielded nothing. And remember, other spies had previously approached Papadopoulos. The Russians have other emails. Joseph Misfoot, I'm going to come back to him in a second, and the Australian diplomat, where they said this started, got it from Misfoot, Alexander Downer. They both approached Papadopoulos. They approached Papadopoulos. He didn't approach them. This is entrapment. This is what the FBI now does with all of its counterterrorism cases. And I've talked about that in deep dives as well. And he says, Papadopoulos says, I agree with everything except her real name's at Azra Turk, but she was not FBI. I think she was CIA. I think she was affiliated with Turkish intelligence. She was Turkish. She could hardly speak English. And it's real interesting because Papadopoulos goes to jail for lying to the Mueller investigation about Russian contacts, which were set up by the FBI. He didn't initiate these things. They did. And I don't think somebody's been talking to him who knows what he's doing, because I can tell the way he talks, dirty him up. Somebody is using terms, professional terms, with him. So he's talking to somebody who's ex-FBI, ex-CIA, some kind of guy who knows terms. But I agree, she's not FBI. The reason is because he goes out of the country. So the FBI's mission is limited out of the country. But you know who works over there? CIA. CIA is not supposed to be working. So I can hear the discussion now. Oh, we can't do this in country. We'll do this out of country. Why CIA? Because CIA can do deep covers and deep concealments. Originator-controlled information. This is getting real scary that our intelligence community, like I've said for a long time, the DOJ has been the KGB, but really I now have to add that. And I've said the IC, but now I'm talking about the CIA specifically. This is real scary, but it's real eye-opening. But why is the New York Times putting this out? And the answer is because they don't want you to see what's even worse. And right after this break, I'm going to come back and tell you what's worse. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point, Perfection Auto Works Studios, right back with you. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point, 520, 790, 2040, 1030 a.m. KVOI in the Perfection Auto Works Studios, right back with you. You know, Diamondback is my go-to gun store where Doug and his crew have been serving the needs of the community for 20 years. They're open 7 days a week and offer law enforcement and military discounts for both active and retired, like me. Diamondback is a leading retailer of silencers and other Class 3 products, and even have fingerprinting services and an always open e-commerce store. With one of Tucson's most experienced and knowledgeable instructors, Ben, I know him, he's ex-82nd Airborne. Diamondback offers a variety of firearms training classes from basic to advanced. Diamondback Shooting Sports at 7030 East Broadway, 886-8338 for all your shooting needs. Yeah, and they're real good people. And you'll ever go in there, you'll see lots of law enforcement. You'll see lots of military. I always send my guys. And when I had all my military classes, usually I provided those guys everything, ammo, guns, holsters, everything but meals and lodging. But if they needed something else, that's where I would send them. So like Mike Emery, Doug's real good guy. Stop in and see him. And the store, the new store is real nice. It's just moved slightly from where it was before, but really good. So, getting back into the real story is that the U.S. government was suspicious that Papadopoulos was working on behalf of Israel as a foreign agent, which is ridiculous. But what's just come out and why the New York Times is now leaking these stories, it's like, why is the New York Times breaking stories? Because they don't want you to focus on the other stuff. And the other stuff is that Joseph Misfoot made contact with Papadopoulos even earlier. And it's very strange because the Mueller report is saying this Misfoot is the setup for the Australian diplomat, like I said earlier, to start the entire investigation. And Robert Mueller alleges in his report on the Russia investigation that Misfood lied to the FBI about the timeline of his contacts with George Papadopoulos. Well, that's interesting because Papadopoulos goes to jail for lying about minor timelines. Flynn goes to jail. DIA, Manafort, process crimes. Cohen's pretty slimy. We won't even get into him. But why the different treatment? So Misfood and Papadopoulos first met March 14, 2016 at the Link campus. And it's clear now that this is the London Center for International Law Practice, where Papadopoulos worked for a while, that these executives here were eager to introduce him to Misfood, who worked for that law, international London law practice. And he said, well, I've realized that Link Campus is a CIA front. And again, this is happening overseas. This is a different trip that he made. And he noted that Arvinder Sambe is a lawyer who represented the FBI in cases, and things are happening so fast, it's hard for me to keep up. But this Joseph Misfood dropped unsolicited information in my lap about Russians having Clinton's emails. So remember, the whole thing is the Trump campaign is looking for the emails. But remember with Jared, they were solicited. And Panasopoulos keeps getting solicited. Mueller report contains new details about Misfood, including that Misfood and this Polonskaya may have been in a relationship. And he was editing some of Polonskaya's messages to Panasopoulos. So there's another female that is being approached to Panasopoulos, which doesn't work. They don't, it's in Russian terms, it used to be called a sparrow. They bring in a female. It's kind of like if you watch the Marvel, it's Black Widow. It's the actress, I forget. She plays that role real well. But this is very interesting because the Mueller report is saying that Misfood lied about his contacts. And the whole thing is about that in July of 26th, this is when WikiLeaks released the emails that they believe were stolen from the DNC, although most of us think that was Seth Rich, who was murdered and not robbed in D.C., but they're saying that was Assange. Remember, Assange has all of a sudden they're trying to extradite him, same way I was trying to extradite the first Sinaloan cartel leader. All this is coming to a head, and all this is happening very, very quickly. But according to the Mueller report, Misfood denied having advanced knowledge that Russia had Clinton's emails. But Misfood said he and Panasopoulos had discussed cybersecurity and hacking as a larger issue. And Panasopoulos is denying this. So what does all this mean? I know this is difficult to follow, but stay with me. It means that the Mueller report lied about the investigation. Remember I said, Mueller, everybody said, oh, Mueller, he's great. I've said, no, I've done deep dives showing how he was a Clinton guy from way back. I've done deep dives how 10 years ago there were FISA abusers that he was supposed to fix when he was head of the FBI. And remember, most importantly, that Stroke was head of the Trump investigation. We got all the Stroke page emails of him saying there's no there, and we got to have an insurance policy. And Mueller had those emails early on, and there was no reason to continue the investigation. So why continue the investigation? That volume two is totally worthless. And now we're finding out that Mueller lied about Misfood. And what I'm hearing, and again, this is so far, this is rumen, but look at my track record of being right. And in the coming days, you're going to hear Misfood was an asset, a United States asset, intelligence asset. But not only was he a United States asset, but he was an asset of other nations as well. Now, they're trying to portray this female and him as FBI, because that's the FBI and their law enforcement. But overseas, guys, it's not the FBI doing this. It's the CIA. And I think these are both CIA assets, sources with different identities. And now, and Ms. Foote disappeared. Now he's just surfaced living in an apartment right next to the U.S. Embassy in Italy. And it's going to come out that Ms. Foote was an intelligence asset used by the United States government, but also used by many foreign governments as well, including the Italians and others, and maybe, I think, the Russians. And I think this is going to come out. And I think that's why you're hearing all the Dems who get leaks from the media. Remember, the Mueller letter is leaked to the media. Remember who breaks the report? I just said, the New York Times. They're all in this together, and they're all watching it fall apart. And Barr said, I'm investigating this, and I'm going to get to the bottom of this. And whether the spying was predicated legitimately or not. And they are scared to death of this. And so just bear with me, but I think in a couple days, you're going to see that this asset was a multinational intelligence asset that was playing different sides. And I've worked many informants, a lot of informants in intelligence and law enforcement, in the military over the years. I've paid them hundreds of thousands of dollars. You got to watch informants because they are professional con men. They'll play both sides. You got to be real careful about that. That's what happened with the Sinaloan cartel. They played the Obama administration, said, we'll take the guns if you let us run drugs. We'll give you intelligence on the other cartels. I had guys come to me. I'm like, I can't do that because then I'd be an accomplice. The Obama administration did it. That's how I became a whistleblower. That's how I went from hero to zero with the DEA and the DOJ and had a EO complaint against Eric Holder and got into all this and had my eyes opened on this. So again, I've been saying that the Russian disinformation campaign to upset the American elections worked, and it worked wittingly and unwittingly at very different levels with the Obama administration, DOJ and intelligence community, IC. And it's all starting to fall apart right now. And everybody who bought this, because the investigation starts now with the Mueller report showing that they did a news article. An open source news article was the start for FISA warrants. That's crazy. And Mueller is eventually probably going to be in trouble here, which is why I think he's split right down the middle. The first part, no collusion. The second part, can't tell about obstruction. That's the best he could do. But he is really afraid and really scared about this. So I hope that's making sense. And you can start looking this stuff up online. And I was trying to get it all out before I went on the air. But there's even more. And so remember Bruce Orr, DOJ assistant head, and his wife, Nellie Orr, was working for Fusion GPS. So remember how the congressmen are saying, hey, Barr has got to recuse himself because he's essentially the president's attorney now, and he's got to recuse himself. Well, and this, who's doing this? Nadler. Well, Nadler's son is working for the law company. He's a lawyer that is suing Trump. What about that? And I haven't even got to Adam Schiff yet, but I will. But Nellie Orr's emails, more of her emails have just come out through Judicial Watch, and it isn't good for Nellie Orr because it has just come out that Nellie Orr, who was working for Fusion GPS, has now been proven to have lied to Congress under oath, suborned perjury. And I will get into that right after this break. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point, the Perfection Auto Works Studios, right back with you in a minute. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point, the Perfection Auto Works Studios, right back with you. So I was talking about Nelly Orr, and these are deep dives, so bear with me. But Orr admitted when she was interviewed by Congress that she worked for Fusion GPS. And while her husband was working, was a top assistant at the Department of Justice, that should have been he should have recused himself from that. Devin Nunes and the Republicans in Congress have filed criminal referrals about her, just as Acting Attorney General Jeff Sessions did. But she lied to Congress saying, I'm looking for the details here. They said, at any point prior to the fall of 2016, did you discuss your research on organized crime and Donald Trump with individuals outside of Fusion GPS, outside of this Mayflower breakfast meeting? Mayflower, that's a Watergate. And she said, no. But the DOJ emails show that Nelly Orr frequently forwarded open source research on Russian organized crime figures, Trump, Manafort, and developments in Ukraine with implications of the Trump campaign earlier than that, as early as April and May. So we are starting to see Mueller lying, Nelly Orr lying. Of course, we know Stroke lied, Comey lied, Brennan lied, and it's all starting to collapse around them. And this is going to come out that this is CIA, and this is going to be a lot worse. And this is why the New York Times is trying to get ahead of this. And let me see. Oh, yeah. So here's part of the New York Times story. They broke this. Miss Turk, this is not her real name, went to London to help oversee the politically sensitive operation, working alongside a longtime informant, the Cambridge professor Stephen A. Halper. The move was a sign that the Bureau wanted in place a trained investigator for a layer of oversight, as well as someone who could gather information for or serve as a credible witness in any potential prosecution that emerged from the case. So listen to that phrasing. These guys are trying to say that she is an undercover FBI special agent alongside an informant, because Stephen L. Halper, the Cambridge professor, we know now, is an informant. And they're trying to say it's a trained investigator. Well, if it's a trained investigator, why is she using an alias if she's FBI? Maybe she was undercover. That should come out. If she was CIA, intelligence officer, case officer, no, that ain't going to come out. But it's overseas. Remember, they asked him to go overseas. That's no longer the purview of the FBI. This is the CIA co-conspiring, colluding with the FBI, Brennan, former communist, who does not vet the dossier and assure, but puts it out there. And Comey, we know everything he's been doing. And so this is very scary what's going on with our government. This is clearly a soft coup happening. And I want to make sure I give you guys time. So it's 520, 790, 2040 if you want to call in. But continuing on this, Judicial Watch, who's doing Congress's jobs for them, because Congress is not doing their job, just got another FOIA, Freedom of Information Act. And they went back to a federal judge because they didn't get many emails on Stroke. And so the federal judge, Judge Cooper, called the FBI searches overly cramped. Notwithstanding that Judicial Watch's request referred to Mueller by name, the Bureau searched only for the term special counsel. But surely one would expect that Agent Stroke and other FBI personnel might use the special counsel's name, Mueller. See, this ties into what I was saying earlier. They didn't even do a name search when they turned over the emails. They did not use Mueller's name. Another logical variation would be SCO. They didn't use that either. The FBI, the judge ruled, must expand their search. It strikes the court as reasonably likely that he discussed his assignment with the special counsel's office in text messages, which is also standard. Why? Well, we already know that Stroke has been doing all kinds of texts. So Stroke reportedly oversaw the FBI's interviews of General Michael Flynn. And so the court rightly slammed the FBI for its gamesmanship in searching their records. So this is, anyway, I got a call, but this is, this article goes on, great article, saying this is 8 days in May. It's referring to the 7 days in May, the famous Burt Lancaster, Kirk Douglas movie where the military tries to make a coup. Told you, as a former military guy, we're never going to coup. Who's doing the coup is the DOJ and the IC. But anyway, I want to take my caller. Paul, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. I wish you could please tell us what to do about this. We've been telling our children and grandchildren for many, many years how honorable it would be to go to work for the federal government and the CIA or the FBI. Now they're telling me what dishonorable louts these people are with Brennan and whatever the other guy, the Clapper. And they're totally ashamed. They've of their own government. And what am I supposed to tell my kids about these people in our government now that are so dishonest?
You know, Paul, that's a great question, and I get it all the time because in my dojo, BujinkanUSA.com, which has been in town for 29 years, I've got a lot of military, a lot of intelligence, a lot of law enforcement, and I've got young people who are coming up in that atmosphere, and they want to join the military. They want to do law enforcement, and one in particular, Carlos out there, if you're listening, and I'm telling him, hey, this is just terrible right now. Now, I got other guys out there, Austin, if you're listening, that are good enough and squared away enough that they're going to survive this. But I'm saying, don't join these guys right now. It is a mess. You would hate it because I know these people. The place to start right now is the military. Of my time in the military, which was mostly special operations, in federal law enforcement, which was DEA, and in the intelligence community, which was DIA, by far, I remember most fondly my military time. Those guys are the most noble. It's a profession. It was the hardest. It was the least paying, but it was clearly the best. And the rest of these institutions are wrecked right now. Trump is way on the way to reforming these guys. That's very clear. But unless they have strong moral ethical foundations, they aren't. One student wants to join the military and one student wants to join the FBI. And I'm telling her, you got to be more aware because she's not even aware of all this stuff going on. They just think, oh, it's the FBI. It's a wreck.
So I still don't know what to tell my grandchildren.
Tell them to join the military first. The military, I think, is still has a good ethics and moral background and profession, and from there they can move into Department of Justice or intelligence later on. The guys going straight into the DOJ and the IC are messes. But thanks for the call, Paul and Mark. You're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, great show. And you mentioned earlier about the New York Times dredging up some kind of a diversionary tactic with Israel, and it's just another piece of evidence of their long history, the New York Slimes' long history of anti-Semitic, publications or remarks or cover-ups that they've pulled over the last, since World War II. And do you have any, comment about that? You know, the recent thing is that the dog, with the face of a Benjamin Netanyahu leading around Donald Trump, it happened this week.
Yeah, sure. I always got to comment on everything. Thanks, Mark. And that is, again, when I got my chaplain hat on, and I'm not talking about that. I did do a sermon today, though. It's probably up on Facebook or go to ChristChaplaincy.com. But American exceptionalism is based upon our exceptional love of life and freedom. That comes from our Judeo-Christian and native values. And the left who wants to destroy that wants to make sure they destroy that, and one of the things they got to destroy. Christians, there's a study just came out, are the most genocided in the world today. Palestinians just rocketed Israel. The anti-Semitism is way up in Europe. These things are not coincidental. They're all connected, and that's one of the things I'm trying to do is show you all how they are connected. So, and of course, Trump is moving the embassy to Jerusalem, and we are fast friends again, as we should, because we helped found Israel. We helped found Israel because we hit the concentration camps. So did the Russians. Yeah, I know, but I got to tell the truth about that. But when you walk into the Holocaust Museum, the first thing you see is American troops liberating concentration camps. But to finish up really quickly here, as I'm running down out of time, another good movie, 7 Days in May, black and white, soundtrack only with drums. Have you seen that one, John? Oh, you've seen that one. Okay. Burt Lancaster, Kirk Douglas. But it's not the military. And people used to say to me all the time, when is the military going to have a coup on Obama? Like, they're not. George Washington would turn over his grave. We're not going to do that. We will get over this. But the DOJ and the IC have clearly, and the propaganda press, have clearly tried to effect a coup. And it has failed, along with everything else that they tried to do. So we're going to see how Rosenstein comes out of this, because there's FOIA requests about him as well. Although he's flipped now, he's come over to our side because he was on the inside and they gave him a choice. So I didn't get it. So really quickly, Judicial Watch has formed a complaint, official complaint about with congressional ethics, which is funny, about Schiff's Adam Schiff's. Should be investigated, because guess what? Who he met with in July of 2018 in Aspen, Colorado? Glenn Simpson, the head of, wait for it, Fusion GPS. Yes. And he's the one saying, oh, well, Trump's terrible and Barr's terrible. And he's violating all of this. There's hope. Things are looking up. Have the faith. God bless. This is Jeff Berth on the Prather Point. See you next week.